USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. Supreme Court is ruling against the state of Texas, paving the way for razor wire erected at the southern border in Eagle Pass to be taken down by Border Patrol officers. Meanwhile, President Biden is repeating his call for more border security funding from Congress. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says more money is not the solution. He asserts the Biden administration must address its border policy.
Trump put in place four policies that led to a secure border, and when Biden came into office, he eliminated those four policies.
Meanwhile, today, news a bipartisan $14 billion immigration proposal may be coming together in D.C. Biden administration officials say there needs to be more funding for things like Border Patrol agents and more asylum court judges. Former President Trump is stopping in on primary voters in New Hampshire as they cast votes in that state's first-in-the-nation GOP presidential primary election.
We may stop at one more, and nobody knew he would come. This is pretty amazing.
It's a two-person race in New Hampshire between Trump and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Most of the recently dropped-out candidates have all lined up behind Trump to receive the GOP nomination. All this as Trump continues to face pressing legal matters. Democrats are dialing in on the issue of abortion as the election season rolls forward. Nearly 2 years since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, there is a new initiative marking 51 years since the landmark court decision was made to legalize abortion. Democrats like Vice President Kamala Harris say Republicans are waging an offensive against women.
In America, freedom is not to be given. It is not to be bestowed. It is ours by right.
The White House said Monday there remains an effort to pass legislation codifying abortion protections into U.S. law. At the same time, Republicans are debating the prospect of passing a federal ban. This is USA News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Florida's trying to get the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold a state law there that places restrictions on social media platforms. The legislation would prevent large tech companies from banning political candidates and require the platform to create a list of content standards. The high court previously blocked portions of the measure from taking effect, while several big tech organizations like NetChoice continue to challenge the constitutionality of it. A grand jury is indicting Alec Baldwin for a second time. USA's Tim Berg on what this means for the actor.
Alec Baldwin is facing new charges in the death of Helena Hutchinson on the set of Rust. Baldwin could face up to a year and a half in prison under New Mexico law after a grand jury indicted him on a fourth-degree felony charge. As far as what this latest indictment means to Baldwin, attorney Andrew Stoltman says it's not good news.
Historically cocky, arrogant, liberal New Yorkers don't do very well in New York, criminal trials in New Mexico. So I think he faces real legal peril.
This year's class of baseball Hall of Fame inductees will be unveiled today. The Baseball Writers Association of America will announce the results of voting at 6 p.m. Eastern. This year's group of inductees will join manager Jim Leyland, who was already voted in by the Contemporary Baseball Era Committee last month. Some of the new names appearing on this year's ballot include Adrian Beltre, Jose Bautista, Joe Mauer, and Chase Utley. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.